everyone, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone, to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis. Huh? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's week is starting off. I hope yesterday started off good for you. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with that information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. Monday through Friday, we do not work the weekends. Please do not call on the weekends. A couple of y'all done did that. I don't do weekends, so I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but we only work Monday through Friday. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so you can get our monthly newsletter. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1. Nina has to remind y'all sometimes, so I'm reminding you too at the beginning of the show to push 1 to get into the queue. Also, I'd like to thank Holly is here with us tonight, so you got 3 of us on duty. And before I go into prayer, let me bring in our co-host, station manager, and Reiki master, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Psychic Greetings. I hope you're all having a really good week. My week's going not too badly. I think we sold our other car, so yay for us. Then we'll be down to 1, but hey, we're retired. We only need 1. I got a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to my oldest grandson, my oldest grandchild, Jordan. Happy birthday, Jordan. Jordan is 28 today. He's also the father of my great-grandson. So, yeah, happy, happy day for you, Jordan. Love you lots. And tomorrow is my brother Chris's 59th birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. I love you. And that's it for announcements and for birthdays. Other than next Monday is a holiday up here, and I believe down there as well. So I won't be on the show. Lennis, are you going to do the show next Monday?
No, that's right. Monday here is no. I'll post it. Yeah, no. Okay, well, I've got some birthdays coming this week. My daughter, Chabonet, John L. Hodge, Renee Diaz, Pierre Borders, my girl Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, and Rudy Trado. Happy birthday, all y'all. Hope you have a good one. And Shab, I don't know what she's doing this year. I'm sure something exciting. They're talking about going and doing race car driving.
Oh.
They got a thing down here. Yeah. So I don't know. But anyway. Okay, let me do a quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and universe, so be it. Okay, before we take our first call, I wanted to tell everybody a little bit about this new moon that's coming up on Friday. And I know Nina will tell you about your intentions, too. So, you know, it's in Virgo. It's in the sign of Virgo, this new moon. But it's also called the Black Moon. Why? Well, here we go. We have a very exciting happening with this new moon. The moon is also called the Black Moon, as it is a second new moon that appears in a calendar month. Most years have 12 new moons. One each month, but our calendar is not perfectly synchronized with astronomical events. Therefore, every now and then, a year has 13 full moons. When this happens, the new moon is also referred to as a black moon. Now, when the black moon arrives, a shift in the energy of the universe is underway. Some of us are already feeling that. Me and Nina talked about it last week. Our attention might shift to new interests or occupations. We may meet new people or drift from old ones. What once seemed so important to our well-being loses its appeal, and we may find deep inner shifts reflecting in changes we once could never have contemplated. Insights and wisdom will be coming to us thick and fast, so it is essential that we take time to process and make sense of what information it holds. And the reason it is coming to us at this exact time to allow more time in your daily routine. The dark moon is where the real growth occurs. When we go through the energy shift of the dark moon, it is vital that we discard outdated belief systems. Okay, folks, think outside the box. Let go of irrational and debilitating thoughts. Untangle ourselves from toxic dynamics and become aware of how we are holding ourselves back by repeating harmful patterns of behavior. Black moons are important for clearing negative patterns and catapulting us forward with a clear, more focused mind. And that's our information for the moon coming up on Friday. Back to Nina.
Okay, I have Saturday for the new moon. So, yeah, Friday and Saturday, make sure you write out your intentions. It is now time to make them very clear. Make sure you write out those intentions. If you really want to, sleep on them. Write them out and sleep on them. Or put a crystal on them and put them outside in the new moon. Get those intentions out. There's never a better time than when there is two of them in one month. It's now, people. Please get ready for this. And there will be a shift. Yes, those of us that are empaths are feeling the shift. All I can say is some people are not going to take it well because they're very resistant, but just be open to new things, new ideas, and like Lena said, new people even coming into our lives, but be open to any new ideas that you may hear or see. So yeah, that's all I got to say on that matter.
Very good. Okay. Well, are we ready to start?
We are.
To begin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will. Okay, here we go. Area
first
code
caller.
229. I got it, Lennis. Area code 229. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello, Lennis and Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey, Ms. Lennis. How are you all?
Good.
Okay. My question is, I went to a football game last Friday night, and I like to fell completely out. I felt like I was about to faint, like I was giving out of breath, and I just wanted to know what was going on with me with that. It's like I can't, like I was about to pass out. And then when I sat down, I got better. When I got to the stands, I got better.
Okay, were you walking a long ways, Melvin, or what was the case?
Yes, ma'am. It was not a very, very long ways. I mean, I've been doing it all my life, but I never felt that way before.
Well, it kind of sounds to me like you could have a little bit of breathing problems, maybe a little bit of allergy or asthma. Is that possible?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. That definitely is possible. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, Melvin, my advice to you is to go see a doctor.
Yeah, I do have a scheduled appointment to see a cardiologist on this Friday.
Okay, mention it to him, please, and thank you. And get this sorted out as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
Like, this isn't, being out of breath is not fun. I have just recently been diagnosed with asthma. And every once in a while, even when I'm talking, I notice I don't have enough air to get the words out.
It's right. not very much fun. It's not fun at all. So,
no,
yeah,
scary.
please do get it checked. And because you do have an existing heart condition, it's very important that you tell your cardiologist that this has happened.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that was kind of a Reiki question. How about another question? You got another question for us?
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to know, I go to court next month on the 9th, and I had to get all the doctor paperwork up and fax them on to my attorney. And it was like 94 pages of all my medical records. And I just don't feel comfortable with this attorney, but it's so close to court date. Do you see me reporting him and at the firm and they giving me another attorney and I can win more? I can win my case, and get a little more money than this attorney? Or should I just keep him?
I would just keep him. It's too close to the date, Melvin. He's already done the work for you. He knows your case. It would be kind of silly to change now with there only being like 4 days before court, 4 working days. You won't get a better attorney. So I would definitely go with
nothing.
Him. Well, I'm sure he or she has. You just don't see it. They have to do something if they're going to court, Melvin.
Right, okay.
The judge wouldn't put up with them not doing anything. So, yeah,
okay.
It should be fine. You should get whatever is coming to you.
Okay. You see a good outcome for me?
I see an outcome for you. I don't know whether it's good or not. I'm not picking that up. But I do see closure in the matter.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Lannis, are you picking up anything else besides what I've said?
No, ma'am.
Lannis, you're being quiet tonight. Come on now.
I agree with her, so I don't have anything to say. I'm in agreement with her. I'm just listening.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you talk.
Well,
yeah, but you haven't talked to me in a while. You talked to me the last 3 or 4 times, so it's Nina's turn.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start nothing. I'm sorry. You know I love
no,
you.
No, you didn't start nothing, Bella. You stop it. We're just having fun with you. You stop it. No.
Yeah, I love you. That's a very good.
You know, Nina's good. You know.
I know she is. Yeah, I know. I love Nina. I miss her. She's been on vacation for about 2 months. I missed her.
Oh, no, I haven't gone back on.
Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
I know. I was gone for quite a while, and I'm sorry about that, but yes. I have got so many commitments right now that they're overtaxing me. So I don't know the month of September is going to be sporadic when I'm here as well. Because I have a big function going on the first weekend in August that our first weekend in October that my club is responsible for. So,
okay.
I may be gone a lot in September. But, yeah, that's just a heads up. I'm definitely going to pop in when I can. And, Melvin, always
ma'am.
A treat to talk to you. And don't ever apologize for anything. What you are doing is A-okay with us. Just keep on going and go see your doctor and tell him what's wrong. And we'll talk to you again soon. Give us a call and let us know what he says.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you all so much.
Sure.
Have a blessed night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mocha's here again.
I hear it, but she's fussing. That ain't a happy bark. She's fussing. What y'all doing to her? Or is she looking for you?
No, she's barking at Jim because he's probably not throwing the ball the way she wants it thrown.
I know, because I can tell the difference in the bark, the tone. It's like she's fussing, not like, where's mommy? You know, daddy.
No, she knows where I'm at. She'd rather be with her dad anyway. So, oh, she's being a brat. Holy cow. Oh, yeah. Heather is, she's telling me because of this new moon that she's going to get through this time, and yes, you were, and she feels like she's floating, trying not to create waves, and just surrounding herself with white light. And you know what, Heather, that's the perfect answer. Surround yourself in that white light. If you have intentions, like you want a new job, you want to make a raise, you want to have a raise, you want money to come into your life, whatever that it may be, maybe you want the health of somebody to get better. Just write out those intentions. Like, just the act of writing puts them out to the universe and to God and the angels more readily than you thinking them. Writing them, that means it's out there. It's on paper. Everybody can see them. It just makes things so much better. So please write your intentions out. You have, 3-4 days to do it? Do it. Write them out.
Yeah.
And then let me know. Let us and I know how well your intentions turned out. Holly, I know you want some new clients. Write those intentions out. Be specific. I know you've had some interviews and stuff lately. Be specific with names, with the dog, the type of dog, whatever. Be specific and write everything out.
Yeah. Holly, you're feeling those waves of vibration because your sensitivity is high right now.
That's Heather.
So that's why. Like Nina. So, yeah, you're feeling, I can see it. It's way up there. But the waves are like up and down, almost like on the ocean. So, sorry, but, yeah.
No, that's
you
Heather
know us sensitive
it.
People. Go ahead, Nina.
That was Heather that said that. But anyways, yeah. What do I think about fasting in relation to intentions? You know what? I'm not a fan of fasting. I think fasting only puts a strain on your body. And because you are fasting and you're feeling all those hunger pains and everything else, how can you focus on the intentions that you want? For me, fasting is an absolute no-no because it creates migraines. You have a migraine, you don't think about anything. You just think about how much pain you're in. So for me, fasting is a no-no. So, fasting, I don't know. That I guess that's a personal choice, but not one that I would choose because of the, like I just said to you, then your body is more concerned about how hungry it is, and you're feeling how hungry you are because you're hungry. Your body's hungry, including your muscles and everything else, which can bring on, you know, pains in your joints, in your muscles and everything else. So, and bring on cramps. So I can't see how being in pain yourself can help. Not with your intentions. I think fasting can help with health and other
issues. I'm gonna disagree with you, Nina, because
go right ahead.
I agree with you when you say it's a personal choice because when I fast, of course, I have to eat a banana because my potassium is low. But I'll eat that banana and drink some juice along with water because, of course, when you're fasting, it's water, water, water. But I drink juice, too, to try and put some of those elements back in my body. Why? Because I'm older. I mean, if I was at 40, I'd probably think nothing of going 7 days without food, but at 70, no, can't do that. But I will eat a banana, and I'll go for 3 days. I'll fast for 3 days. But now, for me, it's good because it takes my spirituality very high. I mean, I'm way up there in the universe, not even on this plane when I fast for 3 days. So I have to catch myself by the fourth day and bring myself back because I'm just on another level, another plane, another timeline dimension. So it's good, but it also for meaning, I find it's cleansing. So like you say, it's your personal choice. For me, it's cleansing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
no,
I'll do
I
that
totally
sometimes.
Understand. Yeah, I totally understand. And for me, I eat clean when I want to do that, which means it's just fruit and vegetables and only things, pardon me, that come out of the earth. Yeah, I will do that for a couple of days just to cleanse myself. But like I said, I'm different in the fact that if I don't eat, I do get a migraine. And
it affects your body,
I have to eat. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
No, I can understand that. But I was just thinking of something when you, oh boy, just left my mind. It was on there too. Oh, hi, Heather. It wasn't you, but hi, Heather. How you doing? would you say keto? Nah, to help my body cleanse itself. Fasting is not an option for me due to blood sugars. Oh, yeah, I can understand that. Well, just like Nina said, she has to eat. Some people cannot fast. It's against them. You know, it's against their body because you know what your body needs to function
exactly.
daily.
Yeah, and for me to get on that plane like you do when you're fasting, spiritually, all I have to do is sit and meditate for 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm gone. I mean, I'm gone. I can be in another world, as far, you know, and I have been. But I also make sure that I have hematite on me, which is your black grounding stone, so it's easier to pull yourself back. So, yeah, that's something else, like doing that kind of thing. Yeah, you've got to know what you're doing, and you've got to know how to bring yourself back.
Yeah,
but now
that's
that
true.
Yeah. Now we've mumbo-jumbled for a while. We have a caller, Lennis.
Area code 216, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
Sharon,
hi,
welcome
Sharon.
To the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Gosh, I haven't called in about 6 months. Real good.
All right. So what's your question you have for us ladies tonight?
Can you pick up on my job and what's going to happen at my job? I've been there about 7 months.
Okay. Pick up as what? Is it a toxic place, or you and some other employees don't get along?
There's a lot of competition because I'm the new person on the block. There's a couple women that give me a hard time. I like my job. Is my boss, he's a man, his name starts with an M. Is he going to get rid of me?
Okay, what's your boss's first name? I don't need the last name. What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike? So
mm-hmm.
it's a he, not a she?
Yeah, it's a he. Yeah, the women that are just staff.
No, that's fine. You want me to find out if Mike's going to terminate you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I got yes right off the bat. Whoa. And it was a swift yes, too. Let me check with the other ladies. Miss Nina, what are you getting? And Heather and Holly.
Holly is, she says, like the Tom Petty song, time to move on, time to get going. So, yeah, she's picking up the same thing. While I was trying to focus in on him, it was like a black curtain being drawn across my eyes. Like it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've had, like, just slate black in front of me before, but it was like the curtains were open and all of a sudden somebody shut them. Now, I don't know who did that or why, but I've been shut out, so I'm not picking. But before that happened, I picked up that you're safe for now, but you start looking.
Okay, so I'm safe for, like, the next month, you mean?
Yeah. That's all. I got. Like I said, as soon as I tried to get in there a little bit deeper, those curtains were drawn against me.
Okay.
And I've got a bad, bad headache on the right side of my forehead. I don't know what it is about this mic guy, but it's bad.
Okay. I just had to tell you that. Now my head's starting to ease down. Yes, Mike. God, my head was hurting. Like somebody was stabbing
Anything
me
else?
With a knife or something. The two ladies, I would tell you to just put some salt in a container, keep it in your pocket or your pants pocket, and maybe put a container of small now, container of salt in your drawer, at your desk drawer. And
surround yourself in white light.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet before you walk out the front door every morning. Cover yourself against the negativity. But the salt will help. It'll ease it a little bit. I mean, some people are just nasty. You know that and be ugly.
Will I be able to get it? Will I be able to find a job first?
Yes. Before you're let go, yes. That came
okay.
in really strong. So, yes, I am picking up little bits and pieces now, but it's just, yeah, it's a very small window that I can get in. And, Lennis, you're saying no. Okay. And Holly's saying yes. Okay, we're split decision here. Heather, you want to pipe in on him? Well, maybe, I don't know, with us being split like that, I'm thinking you better start looking now.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with you. And
okay.
One of the other ladies is saying that you need to keep salt everywhere, in your desk, on your person, in your purse, your front door.
Okay. Even
I feel a little
copticness
about you. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Even better than salt, because I know you can't sprinkle salt everywhere. Get a piece of blue kyanite and keep it on your person at all times. That's a protection stone as well. And if you have some clear quartz crystal and you put that with the kyanite, it enhances the protection. So if you can find kyanite, get it, please. If you happen to have some clear quartz as well, carry that as well. If I have no pockets on me, I will put a small piece of kyanite in my bra. I carry kyanite with me everywhere. In our vehicles, we've got a piece of kyanite. I give them to everybody I love. So, yeah, get some kyanite. If you don't want to carry salt around with you all the time, or do both. Like, the more the merrier. But, yeah, just get some protection for yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and let us know how things come out for you, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I was reading, sorry. The time right now is 6:30 on the West Coast, and it's 9:30 on the East Coast, and the sun is still shining here, looking beautiful. And I want to thank Heather and Holly for being in the chat room assisting me and Miss Nina today. We appreciate that, as always. Okay, do you have any questions for us? There's no calls right now, so Holly, you or Heather got a question for us? Oh, Holly, we answered earlier. I forgot. Okay, Heather.
Yeah.
But Holly, if you got another question to ask. Did you see my last input, Nina?
I did, and I agree. Yeah, I could feel it right from the start.
My head feels fine now. My head was really, really hurting bad. Yeah. You're good for now? Okay. All righty.
I just put something in there. You read what I just wrote.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, and people that are listening to the show, don't forget to go to YouTube. what did I put over there? Predictions for the second half of the year, children that are born between 1975 and 2005, and also I did the tarot cards, believe it or not, I haven't done that in a while, for September, October, November, and December, and I did it business as well as personal. So please check me out, because I nailed it. You ain't supposed to brag, but when it's good, it's good.
Yeah, speaking of tarot cards, I brought out my book, went searching for it about a month ago. I haven't done anything with it yet, but yeah, it's time to get back to the cards just because of all the wonderful energy that you get from even just touching the cards and reading the cards and reading the messages that you receive from them. Sometimes, psychics, everything comes in a little bit gray in some areas, and it's always nice to pick up the cards and get a clearer picture of what is going on if you're not picking up a clear picture. Most times when we're doing our readings here on air, I find the picture's pretty darn clear. Other than, man, that was weird with those curtains, Glennis. I'll tell you, I've never had that before.
Not to be seen or to be known.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, not to be seen or known. That's something she needs to deal with. Yeah, I like that. I bought two new decks, and believe it or not, the wisdom cards I wasn't that happy about. I was actually happy about the activation oracle cards. And for some reason, I pulled out the wisdom cards. Nina, I can read them like day and night. It
good.
Just comes to me, pow, 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 pow. Well, after, you know, I do the spreads, and pow, 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 it just comes to me. I even changed the way I do spreads. And I was like, wow, okay. Well, you know, you're on that path, right? So these are the cards I'm supposed to use, not the other ones. But they're okay. I mean, they give energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have
who
want
no, I don't see babies.
I have some positive energy. We sold the car.
Yay! Congratulations. Congratulations. We love good news. We love good news. So congratulations to you and Jim both. Yes.
Yeah, my nephew just bought it, so yay.
All right.
My sister's son just bought it, so that's good. I like that. So now, yeah, like I said, we're down to one car, but you know what? We hardly go anywhere. When we do, we're only using the SUV anyway, so the car might as well go.
Yeah.
It's convenient at times, but those times are so few and far between. I'm sure I can get a ride.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Come on, yeah.
We have a 2-minute warning.
Who's asking? Is Holly asking about? Is it Holly or Heather asking about the puppy? Heather.
It's Holly.
Oh, Heather is HLB. Okay, Holly. I don't see it. If you do get a puppy, it would be at the end of the year. I mean, November and December, you know, I see a little sunshine there. So it's not certain, but I see a little sunshine November and December. So I don't know. It looks like maybe somebody has too many puppies and you're offered a puppy. Would you be interested in taking one? So it's not really you going out to look. It's going to come to you if you so desire. So, okay. I'm reading my book, Nina, Conversations with God, by Neil Donald Walsh, book 4. I have two because I have the series, so 1, 2, and 3, but he just came out in 2015, I think it was, with the fourth book now of Conversations with God. So I just got that early, a couple of months or a month ago. But anyway, something really hit me when I said, when you hold on to things. And he's telling Neil, you know, when you hold on to things, that's prayer. Thought is prayer. And I was like, oh, really? I don't need to hear that. Because Neil was asking some questions and kind of disagreeing. He says, All thought is prayer. So you know that what you're hanging on to and keeping that in your mind and holding on that anger, that's a prayer. Like, oh, God, okay.
Yeah, I can see that. I think I read four of them. So I must have gotten the fourth one at one point in time. I got easily distracted while reading it. Some of it was a little too much. You understand what I'm saying. I'm sure.
Well, right. In some aspects, it's like a baby. You have to take baby steps because if you gave it to you all at once, it would be too much. Our brains, our beings could not accept it all at once. So it has to be like in baby steps.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did. I'd read a little bit and put it down and maybe come back to it in a week or two. Because I just found it was way, way, way too much to read it all.
Well, this one
was almost...
Go ahead. No, when you were saying it was too much, I was like, well, book four is going to send you for a loop because this is about the HEBs, the highly evolved beings. That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, shit. Wait till she get to this one.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to get to it. Because I don't think I can get into it. I really don't. I think it, those three were enough for me.
Well, I've got about, what, those three more books, six, seven, eight. I've got eight of his books. I think, yeah. So I guess I really got into it. That crazy ass. Okay, Nina, the 2 minutes is up. I'm ready to start the music.
All right. I'm ready.
Yes, dwelling on something does make it a prayer. Yeah, that's what God is saying in the book. Because all thought is prayer. So, you know, we got to be careful. Like, he said, when you have these thoughts and you know that they're bad thoughts, you know, maybe they're judgments or whatever, let it go. Like, nope, I don't even want to think about it. Bye. Release it. Don't hold on to it. Then it's not a prayer because you let it go. But when you hold on to it and nag over it and chew on it and all that, it becomes a prayer.
That's like the song in Frozen, let it go.
Yep. Let it go. Oh, no, that's right. All right. I'm starting the music now. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Right. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. For those of you that called, all two of you, thank you for calling in and going live with your questions. Thank you so much to Holly and Heather in the chat room. And we will see you next Tuesday. Be aware of that new moon happening this weekend. Put your intentions out there. Love you all. Good night. Good night, Lena.
Good night, Nina. Good night, Heather. Good night, Holly. Thank you for being here with us. And Nina, have a good week.
You too.
Love you.
Yes,
love you. I just forgot. If no one's told you they love you today, well, you know me and Miss Nina do.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
If it's hard, the line is right. Just lay back and let love take us over.